What's today's date?
It's the 4th of November.
Okay, today's November 4th, 2008. We're here with Ms. Pearlene Johnson. Could you tell us a little bit about your early life here in Johnstown?
Well, I was born and reared around Johnstown in the rural area of Johnstown, where I still reside in the rural. I do not live in the town of Johnstown, but I live in the, the country of Johnstown. I was born and reared there. My dad and mom was sharecroppers. I'm the third of 12 children. I went to school in Johnstown, finished college at Alcorn, and I've been working here for 30 plus years.
Okay. Did your parents ever tell you about, what life was like for them as sharecroppers? Or?
Well, a lot of it, my father always talked about the depression in the 30s, how hard it was. Because he was the oldest of 10 children, and he talked about how hard it was at that time. But he said that even though it was hard, they were always blessed to have. There were a lot of neighbors that didn't have food or anything, but they always were blessed to have because of his, the handiwork of his dad, the new certain thing. And he said that it was hard, but it wasn't hard as like some people.
So, did he ever talk about his experiences with, the white community? What that was like, the climate?
You couldn't, in order for you to, if you live here, that's what everybody talked about. Where you couldn't go, where you had to live. My dad lived from one plantation to the other. You know, you move around. From one plantation, and at that time, the man could not, if they talked to the white, you always have to have your head down, you know, you could not look the white man in the face, or he always would go to the woman. The woman in the black, early life, the black woman always was sort of like where the white man would go to get, the black had to send their woman to get what needed in the house in some instance. Because the white always has sympathy up on the woman.
For the black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you remember what it was like, or your parents describing what it was like in Johnstown?
My dad actually was not from Johnstown. My dad actually was from Fry's Point. But Johnstown and Fry's Point are about 10 miles apart. So whatever went on in Johnstown basically went on in Fry's Point. My dad had, you know, of course they had the mule, they had the plow with the mule. My dad and them at one time had some land, and they had to work hard because they had to work with the mule. My granddaddy had mules, and that everything had to be grown into a garden, had to have a garden. And then after my dad and them stopped sharecropping, he went to work, as they call it at that time, by the day. And by the day means he went to a plantation and he just worked. And he got paid. And then after you get paid, that's all you get for that, you know, that year. And basically that's where we were raised. We had to go chop kite, pick kite, and all of that. And that's one reason I got my education. I could pick kite.
You couldn't pick?
I couldn't pick. I would go out there, but I couldn't pick no kite. The kite just wouldn't go in my sack. Mm-hmm. So I had to get, in order to make it. And my dad always wanted his children to have an education. Mm-hmm. That was one thing my dad and mom always strive. My dad had a sixth grade education. No, my dad had an eighth grade education. And my mom had a sixth grade education. And their thing was their children. They wanted a better life for their children.
So did all of you guys go on to college, or?
All of us that want to go, all 12 of us didn't go, did not complete college. Let's see, my oldest sister, my oldest brother, me, Aggie, and Nat, Gloretta, Belinda. Six out of six children finished 4 years. The other went and got a vocation, like they got skills. Mm. So I have a brother that is a welder. I got one that has his own business in Memphis, a lawn keeper. My other brother, he worked at the hospital. So we didn't all of them finish 4 years, but we did get some type of skill.
Mm-hmm. So what were your experiences with segregation?
I knew it was there. So really, how you know it's something there, but because I had parents that sort of like told us and shielded us from a lot of things. So I didn't have to go through a lot. I didn't see it firsthand because we were shielded from a lot of it. We knew that where we couldn't go, we couldn't go to the front door. So my parents never did let us go to the old place. We went to where we could go.
Were the schools like that you went to?
Oh, in my school, I went to Johnson Elementary School up to 8th grade. It was predominantly, but it was segregated at that time because I finished like in the 60s and early 70s. And they were segregated. So then I went from there to Aggie, and it was all black. So I really didn't have no problem.
How do you describe Jefferson Elementary at the time?
Oh, it was a great school. In fact, it was one of the better schools in Coleman County. We were top basically in everything. I know y'all interviewed Nettie Greer yesterday. Somebody said they interviewed Nettie Greer.
Yes, yeah.
Now, that's my daddy's first cousin. So, that's right. She from Fries Point. That was my dad. Right? But we were top basically in everything. I did not play sport, but we were top in sports. Academically, we were just top in everything. So, at that time, Jonestown was one of the better schools. Mm-hmm. And basically, all our teachers came from, we were blessed to have most of our teachers coming from that work that Jonestown came out of the community. So they had a general interest in the children because they lived in the community.
So did you have any experiences with the civil rights movement or?
No more than actually reading about it. I had no experience with the civil rights because it came to Clarksville, but it never did get to Jonestown. The closer I probably got to was through our first black mayor of Jonestown. And he was really involved in it, James Shanks.
What are your memories of him or the time that he was mayor?
Pardon me?
What are your memories of him or the time that he was mayor?
Yeah, I came in 77. He was my first boss here.
Wow.
He was my first boss, so he was still mayor when I came on board. And now he had a lot to do with civil rights. In fact, his wife still live here.
So you said that you've worked here for 30 years, right?
30 plus years.
30 plus years. So what kind of changes have you seen take place here over the years?
I have seen the high when everything was booming, like in the 70s and the 80s. You know, that was just flurries off. Because the immigration was sort of like it peaked, you know, everything was coming to because you were black. And then I saw the low and everything kind of like smoothed off and said, look, you don't get it because you're black. You know, that's not, you know, that period is over. In the 70s, I saw when people had jobs, there was a CETA program here, and we were having like 40 to 60 children during the summer. And compared to now, we maybe get two for about a month. And that's not even the CETA program that doesn't even exist. And then not only that, there was a program for unwed mothers that had children. And they could work, but no longer that. So like I said, I saw that. The people, everything was just flowing. Money was just pouring in, grants and everything. And then I saw the hardship nothing coming in.
So, what type of grants and stuff were you talking about that came into the town?
Mm-hmm, came into the town, yes. We had the, we got the fire station. The fire station over there is not our fire station where it is now. That's a county. But we had a fire, we got a fire station, a police station through a grant. We got water grants. We got housing grants. We got all type of grants when things was really booming. But then when money got tight and there was no longer the money, the grant, it's hard to get a grant because at that time you competed, but you didn't have to compete against the larger town, you know. But now you got to compete again. Everybody is dumped into the same pool. And come on, you know, Jonestown is not Clarksville, and definitely not a Jackson. So, in a Hattiesburg. So, who you think will end up coming out of it?
Right. So, why do you think that these funds began to dry up, and when did they begin to dry up?
Probably in the 90s. The 70s, 80s was good. The 90s, and then also Jonestown was in the habit of changing mayors like every 4 years. And that is not good. That is really not good. When you change mayor, those many times you don't change mayor. You do good morning, you do one term, and then you bring somebody else in and do. Because that may have not had a chance. It takes you 4 years even to get your agenda out there. Mm-hmm. And then the next 4 years you work on your agenda. But people got, you know, you got to put your agenda and say, this is what I'm, that's what I'm looking for. And then it takes you 4 years just for to get to know people. In the right places.
So, I mean, what do you think? Are you talking about how the atmosphere changed from the 70s to 80s?
And then people moved, left. We had a lot of people moving north. That started actually in the 60s, but 70s and 80s, you saw the problem of young people, when they get their education, they left and they moved. So that didn't leave a lot of people here. The community had put a lot of stock into. And so when you move and you go somewhere else, you're going to use your education, your skills where you live. Mm-hmm. So that left a lot of unskilled here.
Mm. Is that still true for today? Or?
It's somewhat, but again, I have to say Jonestown have been blessed because a lot of our people got 2 years of college because they take up, even though they might quit right after high school and go to work, but they'll go back and get the 2 years of college. So now we don't, we got some unskilled, but we don't have, it's not that they can't do. We do have people that got the skill. But back in the 70s, we had a lot of people that they went to school, but they moved and went north.
So what do you think about job opportunities for people here in Jonestown? Or what kind of job opportunities are there after you finished school?
I would tell you what I tell my people, my children at church. If you plan on staying here, there are two areas you can go in that you guarantee probably get a job, health and education. High school, that's it. You go into the health because that is wide open. You know, anything in the hospital, anything in the nursing field, anything like that, that we can get a job. Education, you got teachers, you can get a job. And those are two areas you're going to have to go to.
Education or health?
And health.
So what do you think about the casinos? What's your opinion on that? People getting jobs there?
That, it was real good. Until I heard last week after the when the meltdown in Washington and all that triggered out to the casinos. So I was told last week that they are laying people off by the grove. And then the one they are not laying off, they cut the hour. So you talking about people here got to go from here to Robsonville and gas and working sort of like part-time, is not going to make it. So at one time it was plentiful there, but because of what happened in Washington, and everybody's holding their money, and the money's so scared, then yeah, it's gonna affect them. And I am concerned about those people without a job, because now they are not what they gonna do. Because again, you got help and education here. If they have nothing there, what they gonna do?
So when you're talking about like the changes that happened between the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, what do you think caused that change from, you know, the height to the, you know, smooth?
Well, again, it's what, money, and then when and laws change. You know, every July, you know, you get a new set of laws. And what else they were probably saying at one time that, and then again, it depends on leadership. That's all that have to go into leadership. That's from Jackson all the way down to your municipality leader. When leader change, then they have their own, they have agenda, what is important to them. And what else, you had one leader saying that, at one time daycare, you know, looking out for daycare for the children, that was important. Well, the next leader come and said, no, that is not important to me. So that have a lot to do with it. So you have your leader and leadership in Jackson, then you have your leadership that trickle down to local. And all those agendas got to find out what's important to them. So I think that that had a lot to do with leadership, and then the laws had a lot to do with it. Because whereas at one time Johnson only had to come up with count of their size. When they changed the law, it said, look, everybody gonna have to compete for the same money. You got how large or how small you are. That makes a difference.
So now you guys compete with places like Clarksdale on the
same level.
So what do you think about the flag of Mississippi?
Pardon me?
What do you think about the Mississippi flag?
What do I think about it? I don't have no problem with flags. Some things don't bother me. You know, I don't even get caught up in flags. I know, I'm just sorry. That's something I'm about. If it's not going to help an individual, then I don't get caught up with a lot of stuff. I'm strictly for what is going to help this community. And I don't just deal with just this community, because we got to live with everybody else our surrounding area. So because we have to, I can be concerned about not just this community, but our surrounding area. But my first part is to go here, and then we'll branch out.
So, what's your opinion about the youth here in Jonestown?
If you ask the mayor, and he will tell me, he'll tell you every day, my question is, what we going to do about our youth? Because they are the one that eventually going to have to take over every position here. And I am concerned, because I think they are limited to the fact how do I want to put it? One of them. I'm concerned about you. I don't even know what this people say. I think, though, our youth is, it's dependent on the parent. It's going back to the parent. I think that what happening now, this recession, I think it's gonna wake up the youth. Because the parent, when it hit the parent, then the parents gonna start talking like my parents talk to me. Right now our children have had an easy road, everything, you know, I don't have to work for it. is there. I think this recession gonna make the parent go back and tell the children, we don't have it easy like we used to. Now, I am concerned because we do have quite a few of our youth out of school. They have no high school education. And I'm concerned to that point. I'm concerned because they are the future of tomorrow. And if without getting the skill or getting the education, we're not going to make it. So I think it makes us as adults to do all we can to make our youth be productive. And I think, like I said, this recession going to make us live. Because a lot of that we don't talk to our children. Like my parents did us. You know, we sit around down the table and we talked. But now everybody's just moving, they don't talk. Because the children got their own thing. Mom and dad got their own thing, so nobody. But now I think the recession going to bring us back to the table.
Why do you think there is that difference now?
Well, because we didn't have nothing but each other to talk to. We didn't have the TV, we didn't have the telephone, we didn't have the cars, we didn't have the recreation, we didn't have all of that. Even though there's not a lot of recreation in Jonestown, but they can go to the basketball court, they got their TV in their room, they got all that, they got their buddies, they can go to the next house too, they can go to Clarksdale, they can go to South Haven. They still have that recreation that they still don't have to talk about. And mom and dad just give them money and say, oh, you know, they got their money, and they say, you know, I'm done. So they don't have it. We didn't have no other children but to talk to each other. Like about 12 children. You know, we didn't have no other children. We had to play with each other. And by playing, we none each other. But you got, most people got two children. In my case, I only got one child. And who are you going to talk to but me?
Okay. So, what type of things is the mayor's office doing to, meet the needs of the kids, of the youth?
Right now, when we get out of New City Hall, we're going to have this is going to be the library. We open the library in Jonestown. We also going to start a computer lab in the New City Hall upstairs. Mm-hmm. Also, now, we are involved in school. Excuse me, it's a war. Yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry.
We are involved in all schools here real good. We got Johnson Elementary School. That's the elementary school. We got the junior high in Clarksdale. Then we also got ag, and most of our children, well, basically all our children goes to ag for high school. So what we do, we work within the school every year. In fact, last year, and we're gonna do it again this year, when they get ready for tests, the mayor go out and get tutors to come in on Saturday morning to tutor the children, get them ready for the test, the state test. Also, he started junior and senior, I believe. He started a little organization here for the children, so it's for junior and seniors only, so they can, you know, have something. Basically, that's we got. Of course, you know. Or we got the walking track, we got things, but it's not, again, we have a limited amount of money. We don't have the big, we don't have no swimming pool, because first of all, we couldn't afford the liability on it. We don't have we get the gym during the summer. The gym is open for our children to go and just play ball, but of course, you got to have a duck. You got to have a duck that with them. So last summer, and summer before that, he got the gym to be open from 3 to 9 o'clock in the evening. And that's for any children, as long as there's some adults, and he pulled some adults out, minions, preference, to go up there and work with the children. And also, we're trying to start a, there's a basketball organization out of Memphis that he trying to get here for the children. They work strictly with the children.
So what type of role does religion play within the community here?
I used to have a major role. But still, it does. It plays a major role in our community, because basically that's where you get your support from. We get basically most of our support for anything out of the churches. And the mayor meets with the pastor at least 2 or 3 times a year, and sit down and tell them what his agenda is, what he would like, and they support him. So basically, most of our support comes from the churches.
No, you said a boys' meeting.
What do you think about the election right now? What do you think about the election right now?
I'm history. So it's going to be history either way. But I am, I never thought that I would ever see history actually be made that a black man actually have a chance of winning the presidency. I just never thought that. You know how you hear about it, and you say, oh yeah, it's going to happen one day. But when it's when it starts happening, you really don't say, is it really true? So, you know, but I'm looking for history to be made.
What do you think you'll mean for Jonestown?
That I think it will send a lesson to our children, black, especially the black male, that you can live a life and do anything you want to do, and still be, you know, you can live a good life as a young black man, and become whatever you want to become. I really do, you know. I think it will be a positive thing for the black man. Because females normally have their head on straight. I got 5 brothers, so female normally it's easier, but male is hard. Because, you know, that's the reason I tell the male, I don't like them to drop out of school. It's hard to get them back in school, you know, than a female. Female can go back to school just like that, but a male is hard. Hard to get a male back to school. Why? Once they drop out. It is. Yeah. I see it every day. You know, you can talk to them, and if you say, I'm going back to job, but it's hard to get them to get back in school and focus. A female can go when they're 50 and go back there and finish. A male can't.
Why do you think that is?
Because, first of all, a male has to be, he got much more responsibility what he's supposed to. Okay, then the female. And it's just hard, you know, he cannot be able to do 2 or 3 things at one time, whereas a female can. You know, we can do 50 things at one time, y'all can. Y'all are single-minded. No, I don't mean to put you down, but you single-minded. Y'all just single-minded, you know. This is what I got to concentrate on. A female can do 50 things at one time. So I think that's it.
So originally when you came, well, you said you've been in Jonestown this whole time, and this was a white area, wasn't it, at a time period?
Well, now, believe it or not, yeah, it was, but dumb, it was, let me say, it was a bunch of black folks in town, but white room.
Okay.
Jonestown was packed. I remember when I was a child, my dad used to bring us to Jonestown. And the street would be so full, people walking the street. There was no room on the sidewalk to walk. Everybody had to walk in the street. There were so many people. But when time came about, they started looking at the north bend, I can get a better opportunity. That's when they started leaving. We used to have doctors here. We had a movie theater here. When I grew up, we had all of that here. We had a doctor office here. We had a movie theater here. We had all type of grocery stores. But when people left, then the economy
went down. Did that happen around the same time that when the whites moved out too?
Well, no, the blacks started moving before the whites. Because black, they lived, all of us live in town now. We live on plantation. But on the weekend, everybody came to Jonestown because, you know, that was their little leisure. You know, you go and meet your friends on Saturday night. You meet, you know, mom and dad, talk to their friends. That was their leisure. That was their they fun time.
Yeah.
But when everybody started moving off the plantation and leaving here, that meant that there was nobody hollered to work the plantation. There were but a few people. So, of course, then the whites started moving.
Mm-hmm. When did the, when exactly did the whites start moving out?
I'm trying to think. We got about, how many whites we got here now? About four or five. That been here, we got about two, three that been here literally most of all of my life. They start, you know, when, and again, let me put explain it. All the whites didn't live in town either. They live in the vicinity of Jonestown. They live like I did in the rural area. So you still got some of them still living in the rural area, but in Jonestown, basically they started living when they looked for a better time to when the old head sort of died. And the young head took over, they said, well, you know, I don't want to live in Jonestown, I'm going to Clarksville. So they started leaving out about the 70s and the 80s, moving out.
Did they take their business with them?
Well, now, basically on the street, a lot of Chinese own the business, believe it or not. And the one that, the business people, they just died. That Chinese, one of them died, the other one got killed, and the other one, I think he just moved. So you had a lot of that to happen. The Chinese basically own the grocery stores and stuff like that.
And they didn't have any children?
Well, the children didn't want it. They were looking for something. And some of them had grown children that already had left. And they did not stay here. Some of them went to California. They're not even in Clarksville. A lot of them went to California and other places. So, and because when they went to school, they just didn't come back here.
So you talked about the rotation of mayors at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering what type of challenges did new mayors or did black leadership face at the beginning when they first got political power?
Okay, the first one. Well, Mr. Shafe was our first black man. In fact, he was the first black man in Coahoma County. So he had set the standards. And his job, you know, well, he had opposition from whites. I'm not going to tell you he didn't have some opposition from black, because there's always going to be some. But his biggest challenge was coming in and start something that never been yet. Bring in other things into the community that had never been in. And then you had to sell the idea to your people. You know what I'm saying? It's all right to bring something in new. But then you talking about, I've been used to this, Jonestown being like this for 50 years. Now all of a sudden you're going to tell me there's something there. You got to sell me the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going. And then you got to sell me the idea what it going to cost me. Because then when you start bringing in something new, that means I got to go in my pocket. And that's the challenge of paying for something where you identify people. Because he had to bring in, I think they had a police officer, a night watchman. I think that's all they had. But he went out and brought a new car. He brought in water and sewer. But all this stuff got to be paid for. Now you gonna tell me I wasn't paying nothing, and all of a sudden now I got to start paying. That's a challenge. So he had the challenge of not only outside but the inside to sell this to his people.
Why is there, I've heard that there's a rivalry between Jim Center and Friars Point.
Well, it used to be because of J Ball. And you know, it's just like anything else. You know, when we were 7th and 8th grade, because all school went to that, you know, 7th and 8th grade. And again, like I told you, Jonestown always was dominant. And it started there. But now, I think the children have carried it. It started when they moved. We had no problem when we left here from 7th to 8th grade and went to Ag. But when they changed and put the junior high, and you talking about Ag, the junior high about 15 to almost 20 miles from us. Mm-hmm. Then you taking 12 years old from mama and putting them out there by themselves on another high school campus. Understand what I'm talking about? Not the high school they're going to go to, but another high school camp. So I think the rivalry started out there. And it started with immaturity. Because I still say, and I said at the time, that I thought our children were much too young to be going that far away. Hmm. Because when we left them with the job, they, all of us were too. You're 9th grade, so you about 14 years old. So you weren't hung up on who is this, and I'm from Jonestown, I'm from Friars Point. But when they got out there, I think that was a rival. And then you could keep telling me something that's a rival. That, you know, I'm from Jonestown. You could keep telling me that the next, you know, everybody come. Well, you know, Jonestown and Friars Point don't get along. You keep telling that. I'm going to eventually start believing that. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is start saying, look, Jonestown and Friars Point get along. You start hammering that into children. From first grade, when they get to seventh grade, they won't have no idea that that's a rhyme to them. And I think it's just a name that people start singing. And it just took on the, and each year it just, you know, it just, you know, when you get to the county, Jonestown and Friars Point don't get along. Stop saying that and start saying, yeah, we do get along. Because, you know, I've seen kids go out there and they have no problem.
So, like, what is the problem now between them?
Just as I said, somebody keep telling them kids that it's a problem. You know, it's a rival thing.
And how does it take form, though? Like, how does that rivalry, I guess, show itself?
Well, they fight. They get into fights. But again, I told them that could be handled, too. Everybody take over to your child. My child, I deal with my child. You deal with your child, you deal with your child. The problem now is nobody wants to do what it takes. Because it's going to take a lot to sell the dust. Because it's been dusted so long. But if everybody go out there and do what they need to do with their kid, then it can be sold. Now, I said, that's me now. I told you, it's a rival because we allow it to say it's a rival. If you stop saying that, and day one, no kids start Jonestown school and say that there's nothing with Friars Point, that's your sister, that's your brother. Friars Point said the same thing, when they get out there, there won't be a problem. But because we know that, and we tell our children, that comes from home and school. Because everybody just made it out a big thing. You know. And you know, it's a fact, kids go out there and they have to show. You told me it was a rival, so this is my turn and that's your turn. Don't you come over here, because I got my buddy and I'm not going to bother you. You can sell it. Yeah. And those children are young when they go. They 7th grade. So you're looking at 11-year-old and 12-year-old. And they got to be, you know, they away from mom and dad. So I'm the boss. Because it's going to take mama at least 20 minutes to get to me if something happens. So I got to handle myself. So, you know.
So, do you have any more questions?
Did the Black Power Movement ever come to Jonestown?
No. No. We are sitting in an area that didn't a whole lot happen, but Now, because like I said, I never did live in town, but now you got, you know, when you talk to Mrs. Shane, she can tell you about a lot of stuff that did go on. And you ever get a chance to talk to Willie B. Shane, she can tell you about her husband early year, Mayor Shane, the first mayor. And she can tell him about his movement, because he really was involved in the black movement. And he went everywhere with him.
What's her name?
Willie B. Shanks. Mm-hmm. And she could tell you because she was with him at that time, you know. And he, and I do know he did a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No. I just hope I asked you a question.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Okay.